Vayter in Shas. We are above Metzia Daf Ches. Begin upon Zanim Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line. V'yachloku nami da amram. This is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. He said that we go and they split it. Now, when they talk about the concept of going to split it, what does that mean exactly? V'yachloku nami da amrina l'dmei. We're talking about the value, the money of it. Because if you don't say that, but you say actually split it itself. Shtaimach some talas. Two people holding onto a talas. Hachin nami da polgi. What do you say? You just rip it in half. Ha'av sedua. You're going to end up losing out and ruining the whole thing. So you don't do that. Says Gemara. So that's why you say over here also means split it means the value of it. Says Gemara. Hello, Kasha. That's not really a Kasha. Beep turn the page. Chasam alaf. The Chazi l'ketanim. Because even when you split it in half, this talus, it could be used for ketanim. So it's not really considered an ultimate loss. Maybe it means literally split it. But the Marav, which Rav says, I might say talus muzavas. What about the fact that he said, if you're dealing with this golden talus, there's like parts of gold on it. Cholkin, they split it up. Hachin amid the Paul Gilly. You think it means literally split it? Have to do it's going to be getting ruined. Says we know halakash is an akasha. The chazal b'nei malachim, it's good for b'nei malachim. Rashi says lebanim ketanim, small kids. If they split it, they're royal. They can still wear it, and therefore it's not considered a loss. Maybe it literally means to split it. Says the Gemara, v'had etnan, and that's what we learned in the Mishnah. Yishnayim rochim al gabi behema. Two, our rochiv are riding on a behema, and one of them is. Each one saying that it's theirs. Hachinam the palgila. What are you going to go split it? You cut it down the middle. Havzu is going to end up getting ruined over there. Gemara now. Bishlam atar. Everything with the tar animal, which means a kosher animal. Chazi labasa. It's roy to go and split it by they can kill it. They can shecht it. And they can split it and each get the flesh. El tamei everything with tamei. Havzu do is going to end up being lost. So it can't mean that. El tamei must mean the value. Hachinam tamei here too. It means the value. That's what Shimon Leo was saying all along. Amarami Barchama. Now, we're going back to the idea if you have two people pick up this object at the same time, each one gets half of it. Amarami Barchama. Zosalmeris, this teaches a Magbia Mitzia Lechavero. If let's say someone picks up a Mitzia and he wants to do it for his friend, Kanachavero, then his friend actually is Konet. You're doing it for him, he's Konet. Because if you think that really his friend was not Konit, then the Mishnah's case, then let it be that it's considered like it's lying on the ground. And this, the other part, is lying on the ground. So if I have in mind to pick up the whole thing to my friend, and it's considered, and doesn't work like that, it's like it's lying on the ground here, this also should be like that. El Lav Shema, Minav, Mesmida, Magbiel, Metzil, Chaverum, Kona Chaver, he picks up for his friend is Konet. Now, Amarava, Liolam Eim L'Chavir, I could say, that HaMagbiel, Metzil, Chaver, if someone lifts up for his friend, Lo Kona Chaver, his friend does not acquire it. V'Hacha, Rashi says Liolam Eim Lecha Lo Kana Chaver Hecha De Magbia Lo Leskavin Liknos Baklum. If he's not having kavanah to get any of it, V'Taima Amar Lekaman Da Habi Tofes Lebal Chov B'Makom. We're going to see now. So says Gemara V'Hacha Hayinu Taima. Here's the reason our Mishnah: if two people pick it up at the same time, each one is going to work not only for him but for the other one. Hacha Nami Taima Migo De Zochin in the Nafshe. Since the person acquired it for himself. Zochanim lechaver, the first acquiring it also for his friend. Teda, know that this actually makes sense, this idea. She'ilu amar l'shulucha, if somebody says to a shaliach, say ugnovli, go, you know, steal something from me. Do me a little favor there. Forgot it. The guy goes and steals it. Pater. The guy who sent him, he's off the hook. Rashi says, pater m'shaliach. Is pater m'l'sham kev, the kamelan ain't shaliach d'var avira. L'schayev shocho. Ela shaliach, the divrei harav, the divrei talmud, Divrei Mishamin, right? It's called El Shliach. Only Shliach is going to be Chayev. She listened to God. V'shutvin shegan v'u. But if say partner steal Chayavim, then both of them are now going to be Chayev. Right? She says V'echad hutsio. Mirshos Bailam ledaito ledas chavero. Aminu b'vavakama the Chayavim. If this guy does it for both of us, then it's going to be Chayev. My timer. What's pshat? What's the reason? But if I send you as a shliach, I'm totally pater. But if we're working as a team and you go and you do it, then I'm going to be chayev. Lav mishum darmin is not so. We say migo de zochin in afshe. Since one acquires it for himself, zochin nam lechavir, he acquires it for himself. Also shma mina. So we see over here this concept of migo does exist. Amar Rava, hashad amar darminan migo. And then you say we say that cheresh upikech sheigbia mitzia. If you have a cheresh, a deaf person, upikech, and a regular person, the cheresh is like usually not levels of competence either. And a regular person, a pikech, shigbia, mitzia, they pick up a mitzia, something, an object, a found object, and they pick it at the same time, and they want to acquire half of it. Mitosha kana cheresh, since the cheresh acquires it, kana pikuach, we say he acquires it as well. I'm understanding he's going to come magbile ben das, because the ben das lifted it up in order to acquire it for him. Ela pikech my kana, but the pikech himself, how is he going to acquire it? The cheresh is able to acquire it for him. Ela cheresh kana pikech lo kana. Say the cheresh is kana, and the pikech is not kana. Well, my migo, hold on, but if you hold a migo, then it should work. If the Gemara migo deshan deshne cherishin ba'alma kanu, migo of two cherishin deaf mutes, that's going to work. Hi namikana, this one also is going to work. Pikeach. Thank the Gemara. Hi my, what are you talking about? How you? What's this din? Imtim salamam biyamitzia lechaveru kana chaveru. If you want to say someone lifts up some object for his friend, and that it's going to work, it works for his friend. Rashi says. And we're dealing with here, klomar, afilu im timsel lomar, hamagbia metzia lechaver. Even if you want to say that case, hani mili, this is only when heched the kamagbis lea daita de chavri, only when he lifted it with the das, that his friend is going to get it. But hi, daita de day kamagbile. Over here, this pikeach is doing it for himself. Iu lokana, he is not going to be kona. La chirim maknis, you're telling me he's going to acquire for other people? That can't work. So since the pikeach never had a mind for the cheresh, so he shouldn't be acquiring it over here. Ella ema, rather we should say, mitosha lo kana pikeach, since he wasn't kona, lo kana cheresh. The cheresh wasn't kana either. V'chitema, and if you want to say, maishtam mishnei cheresh and dalma, why is this different than two cheresh and the bealma? Two deaf mutes that when they bring it together, when they pick it up, something they found them, they see it together, it will work. Ha sam tekinu rabbanan. That's the takanos rabbanan. They're allowed to work. The law said l'intzuye. So then we come to some sort of fighting. Rashi says imchot for mehem, that if you go and you grab it away from them. Hacha, in the case of Rava, when he's not going to fight if it's taken from him, meimar amar, because he's going to say pikech lo kani, the pikech didn't acquire it. I know it. I'm going to be calling it? Of course not. So there's no reason for him to, the reason to do a takana over here. And therefore, it's not going to be acquired.
Omar le, Rav Achabri de Rav Adal Rav Ashi, Diyuka de Rami Barchama Mehecha, the Diyuk, the inference of Rami Barchama, where do we find this in the Mishnah? The Rami Barchama had said that if someone picks up an object and has in mind it's going to be for his friend, that it works. Where do we see this? The Diyuka de Rami Barchama Mehecha, where do we learn that? Inim in Reisha, for example, learn it from the Reisha, Shtaim Oksa Metalas, have two people holding him to a talas, he's one saying, I got it, and one says, I got it. Can't be that's the case, because Hasam Haika Amar, there he's saying Kula Shali Vana Agba Sakula, it's all mine and I lifted the entire thing for myself. Hi Amar Kula Shali Vana Agba Kula, and I did all thing myself, so you're not picking up for somebody else. Ella Mehadu Katani, we found it for the following idea. Ze Omar Kula Shali, Ze Omar Kula Shali, this one says it's all mine, this one says all mine. Hasu Lamali, why do I need to go out and say that also? When he said, I found it, he meant that. So I have to say that. Ela mi mishta yiseira, from the extra thing. Shema mene will learn out. Hamriya mitzia lechavero, kana chavero. Someone lifts up for his friend, or it will be kona for his friend. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Oh, kimna, reisha b'mitzia, v'seva b'meka chumenka. We already answered up why it doubles up that lashon, because one's talking to mitzia, and the second one's talking to meka chumenka. Therefore, it's not extra anymore. It's going, ela mi seifa, rhythm from the seifa. Zera mer kula shali, v'zera mer chetzio shali. Person says, this is all mine, and says, half is it mine. Hasu lamali, why did you have to go and say that? Ela mi mishay seira, shma mina, megbiya mitzia lechavero, kana chavero. Says the Gemara, we might be mitzia, del b'meka chumemkar. From where do you know that this is talking about something which is Messiah, they're arguing over? Maybe it's only talking about something which is buying and selling, and therefore you can't compare it to that. And Rabbi Chaim can't bring a raya from this either. And if you want to say, if it was Mekach Memkar with the buying and selling, why would the Mishnah have to go and say it? We already said it in the previous one. It says, I would have thought, had the Gomer Chetzer Shali, Lehavi Kamesha Veda, the one who says half of its mind, should be considered like someone who lost an object for lifter, and therefore it should be pater from a shvua, kamashvua, therefore it comes to tell you that he has to make a shvua. The hai yaru may come iron, because he might be doing shtick. Savar, he would say, Ia mina kula shali, bainish tabua. If I say it's all mine, I'm going to have to swear.
So if I'm going to say half of it's mine, the Havi Kamei Shaveda, let be like Kamei Shaveda, if I'm going to be Pater, therefore the Mishnah had to say, since the Mishnah's din could refer to a Mekuchumemka, it doesn't bring a Raya from Rabbi Rechama's din. Elameha, this is where they got the inference from. Hayushnaim rochem al gabe hamor, gabe behema. Two are riding on an animal. Why do you have to bring that case? Right? That's the same idea that we saw in the beginning. Two people arguing over a thing. Ela, mi mishni yaseris, I'm going to learn from here. Magbir mitzil chaveru, kana chaveru. Someone lifts up something for his friend is going to be kana. Says Gemara, v'dilma ha'komas malan, maybe that's coming to teach you. The rochev nami kani, just a riding on it is also kana, and therefore it's not extra and doesn't bring a raya from it. Says Gemara, ela mi sefer, learn from the sefer. Bismanche, modem, whatever they're maskim that they picked up at the same time. O sheish lam edim, whether edim there, cholken l'shua, they divide down yishua. But my, now, reference to what is the Mishnah saying? Do you have to say that? Even, of course, that if they're maskim to the fact that they bought it at the same time, if edim saw it, so obviously they have to go and divide it. And love mitzir, we're talking about a found object. From here, someone picks up for his friend is going to be Kona. Rava will say back, now it's not a raya, because the Mishnah is telling that if two people pick it up at the same time, each one is picking for himself and his friend, then they both get it. Why? Migo de zachi lenafshi, since he got it for himself, zachi nami lechavri, is also zachi to his friend. But if someone picks up entirely for his friend, then you don't have a raya that's going to work, not for me at least.
Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. Ha yushnaim rochem, let's say you have two people that are riding on an animal. And each one said it's their own. What do? They split it up. Am Rav Yosef, Am Rav Yehuda. Beep, turn the page. Chesam abeis. Shemaz minei de Mar Shmuel Tarte. I heard from Mar Shmuel two things. Rachel v'manig, one in reference to a rider, and one about a manig, a leader. Someone's leading the animal. Chad kani, one of them is Kone, Chad lo Kone, the other one is not Kone. I'm not sure exactly which one he's talking about there. Hey Chidam, what exactly is the case? Ilam Erechav Lichudei, if you want to say that his din is about a rider alone without someone who's leading it, Umanig Lichudei, or I'm doing that without anyone. So Manig Lichudei, Mika Mandama lo Kone, when someone says someone's Manig, it's not going to be Kone? Of course not. Of course it works. Aliyik Elamema de lo Kone, if you want to say that they're not going to be Kone, Rachav hu de'ika lemeimar. It's only going to be the one. If you want to see one that's not going to work, it's going to be the Rachav. It's not going to work. Says Gemara, Ella Rachav mkom manhigi bayle. The Rav Yehuda was mesupik about whether a rider can acquire it when there is a leader that's there. My, in such a case, who's going to acquire it? Rachav adiv to ha'tafis bad. Do we say that the rider, he's going to acquire it? Why? Because he's toughest. He's holding on to it. He's riding it. He's got it. Or maybe the leader has the right because the animal is moving because of him. It's like in front of it and leading it which way to go. Says Rashi, v'hi agdola b'kinyan. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Li, Rabbi Yehuda, nechse anan. Let's see if we can figure out what Shmuel's din is from something else. At the time, we learned in the Mishnah Kilayim. Hamanig sofich zarabayim. If someone is leading animals, that there's kilayim mixed in it, different animals aren't supposed to mix together, right? The pasuk tells us that when you're plowing a field, that you're not allowed to bring different ones. Those sacharos b'shor v'chamor yachtav, a shor and a chamor together. Someone who's going and doing that, hamanig sofich zarabayim, v'yoshev b'karim sofich zarabayim, and someone who's sitting in a wagon that's being pulled by it, also gets a malchus. Rabbi Meir, poter, it's a yoshev b'karim, Meir, pater is the one who is sitting in the wagon. Rashi says, k'safar lav midi of it. He's not doing anything over here. Now, umida apich Shmuel, and from the fact that Shmuel switched these ideas, v'tani he taught v'chachamim poter nesiyosu bekaren. The chachamim would say that shmamina must be that rochav luchudei lokani, that if someone's riding by itself without leading it, is not going to be acquiring it. That's not the majority opinion that's going on over here. The kolchkin rochav mekom manig, and certainly when you have someone riding in a place where there's a manig over there. Kum to chayis, what comes out, that must be that Shmuel is saying that if a person's riding, he's not going to be a Kenyan, but leading would be a Kenyan. Amar Le Abayler of Yosef, he says, Bahazimin and Sagin Amartlan Nechsi Anan, you've taught us a lot of times saying Nechsi Aman. Rashi says, Lahosh Maitin Nechsi Anan, let's see what the deal is. Vlo Martlan Mishnevi Rabbi Yehuda, he never said this name of Yehuda. Rashi says, Ela Mishimcha Le Mishpat Le Mifshat Sveiko de Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Le of Yosef says back, Ivra,
Yeah, okay. Speaking of truth over here, Emesu, says Rashi, it's true that Rav Yehuda, he learned out this proof. Udecharnon nami damrile, and now decharnon from Lashon of Zachar to remember, Zacharti, I remember nami damrile, that also that I said to him, that Hechi Pashit Mar Rachav Miyoshev. How can you learn out the rider from one sitting in the wagon? Yoshev Lotafs Bamasera. Someone sitting in the wagon, he's not holding on to the reins. And therefore, okay, he's not gonna be Kona. Rachav Tafas Bamasera, but the one who's riding, he's holding on. Therefore, maybe the rider does acquire it, even though the person in the wagon doesn't. Varmelin, he said to me, Rav Shmuel, Amit Rav, both of them said, Mosera Lokani, that is having the reins, that's not going to be Kona. Some say the whole way this went down, he could Amri, that Amr Leir Abai, the Rav Yosef, Abai says, Rav Yosef, Hechi Poshid, my Rachav Yosef. How could you learn it Rachav from Yosef? Yosef Lotasa Mosera, Rachav Tafas Mosera, Amr Leir, and he said back to him, Hachi Tana Idi. This is what Edie taught. Mosera lo kani. Mosera is not kani. It my nami. Amr b'cherba, Amr b'chuna, Amr b'chuna. Mosera, with the Mosera, which is the reins, michavero kana. If he does it, he wants to be acquire it from his friend, then he is acquiring. Rashi says, Mekuch Memka, you're doing a sale. But Metzia, Mechse Ager, lo kani. But if it's a Metzia, Mechse Ager, Rashi says, Shemes, Ager dies, Ve'in lo yorshem, Ve'kola kodem, Menichsav, Benchasav, Zogman, then that's not going to be kona if it's doing it such a way. My Loshen Mosera, what's his Loshen of Mosera? Amarava, Idias, Berali, Ka'adam, Hamoser, Dav, Lechavir. It's like someone giving over something to his friend. He gives it to him. Bishlam, Lechavir, Kani. Okay, it makes sense from his friend. The kamasa lebechareik is give it over. Alba mitzia b'nechsei ager man kamasa ledelikne. Who gave it over to him that he's going to be kona in such a case? Mei sevei frek the markasha hayuro shnayim rochem al gabi behema. You have two riding on the animal. Each one saying that's theirs. They divide it. Must be that riding does do a kenyan. Money. Who is that going? Like Elim, Rabbi Meir. Everyone says going in the world of Rabbi Meir. Says the Amar Yosef Bakar and Sofeg is Arabayim. One who sits in the wagon, he gets a Malkus. Masi Yechidahi, Vales Silchus Agavazin, he's Yachid, and the Mishnah doesn't go like him. Right? He says that this is the Kilayim shtick over here. That Rav Yehuda, you would say that's what's going on. Hashti Yosef Kani. In the case where he sits in a wagon, he says, you're Kona, Rachami Bai, then riding in it. You think not? Of course it's going to work. So the Mishnah is going to be Mayor, then that's obvious. Ella Lav Rabbanan, must be the world of the Rabbanan, who is saying that one's not able to get it through being in the wagon. Shema Mina, Rachav Kani. So learn from here that the rider does acquire it, but someone who's sitting in it doesn't, which goes against what Rabbi Yehuda has said. Hachamai Skinis says, no, what are we dealing with over here? The Manig Beraglav, the rider that's riding this animal with his legs. Like he's kicking it. He's going, yeah. He's causing it to move. So if he's getting it through, Mashicha, but not through just riding it. Says Rashi, the Kanya be Mashicha, Shaboik, kicking it, Baraglav. Folechis Machmoso, Kidech, Rokh, Mesus, like people riding on horses. You know, they go and they kick it and like, all right, let's go, boy. Yeah. Says Gemara Yahachi, if that's really true that he's riding it, so Hainu Manig, that's the same as Manig over here, the one who's leading it. So why does the Mishnah say one who's riding and one who's leading, it's the same thing? Says Gemara Trig have any Manig. It's coming to tell you there's two different types of being Manig an animal. Says Gemara Mal the Tema. Now, why do you have to say that? Because Mal the Tema, Rachav Adif, Deha Manhig Vatafisba. Kamash Malan, you would have thought that a rider is going to be more chashuv than just leading it because he's leading it and he's holding it. Kamashal comes saying, nope, that's not the case, but they have the same dinim. So, kum tochois at the end, that Rav Yehuda, what he said is true. Riding is not going to be an actual Kenyan. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.